stumbled upon our podcast. Hope you got a lighter. Sup, I'm Lotta Locks, and this is my guest.
Texas in the building. Eric Providence, how you doing?
Okay, Texas. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Eric.
All right. How's everybody doing? Mm. It's your boy, Eric. Like I said before, I'm from Texas. Been out here for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
4 years chasing the dream, trying to be I wouldn't say a cannabis influencer, but just probably be the influence. You know, in Texas, it's very illegal. So
same.
I got a lot of pressure on me to get shit done and bring it back to the city and do something with it.
That's positive. That's entirely what I want to do here. Like, I realize that this isn't necessarily where I want to stay entirely, but there's so much to learn out here in Washington. So it's and back home, we ain't looked at the same conversationally. You go back and you're like, what? What do you mean loud? What are you smoking?
And it's like they're trying to get there. They're trying to be progressive.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just the fear factor is there.
It's only on the ground.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also like to go bowling, so holler at me.
You know, I've been peeping that, and I actually am learning to bowl. Like, I know how to throw the ball down there, but I'm learning the art of bowling because it's a skill set when you start doing
man,
it.
I'm telling you, like, once you get into it, it's lit.
We need to have a little competition because I'm trying to form a team to go against Wiz Khalifa. Like, my dream one day is to bowl against Wiz and, like, the whole gang because Taylor Gang, they bowl. So I'm trying to get down on it.
That'd be tight.
Right?
I don't know. Dude, what are you smoking?
Because this is Pink Runts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hybrid. And it's by High Tide. And I tracked that down.
Shout out High Tide.
Yeah. I tracked them down because it's really runts. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's the real runts.
Yeah.
It's the real runts.
You got to track the genetics to make sure it is. Because people will just package anything up and call it whatever.
Runs your life up, man. Mm-hmm. For real. It's crazy because, I mean, you saw on the... on the internet, they had the runts packages for sale on eBay. So anybody could have just bought some boof.
Exactly.
Put in a runts pack and been like,
that's
Pink
actually
runts.
How the game is done on the other coast. Because you get it from the homie, you put it together, and then, you know, it looks fire and it's sealed. So, of course, it is fire, right?
You got to get the bread somehow. Man.
Yeah. Do your thing.
Oh, this tastes good.
Yeah, but what you've been smoking on, tell me about that.
So I'm out in Olympia, Washington. Mm. Out there, we got not too much stuff, but we're smoking on a lot of Scored, a lot of Arm Farms.
Good.
We do have the High Tide out there. We don't have the Pink Runts yet.
Mm-hmm.
They just had a smoke release party for the runts. So hopefully we'll get that in there soon. And concentrate wise, you know, we love our hash. Hash was everything
indeed
around me. Smoking a lot of Scored, a lot of Vert. We had some Damn It Bobby. That shit was gas too. Like, so a lot of good hash, a lot of clean meds going around in Olympia. There's a good collective of us out there, like, really trying.
Educated. We talked about this on, well, not me and you personally, but we talked about this on the last episode about, like, the work that the bud tenders and the people that are cultivating the weed and how they feel about it and the conversations they have, like, can affect the community if they continue to talk about it and get into the shops and talk to their clientele and educate
facts
them. If, you know,
if you're coming into a shop all the time and you see me, I'm your bud tender, and you're going to know if you trust me or not.
Yeah.
And so it's going to get to the point where you come in, you're going to know that I can get you what you need, but that's only if you take the time and you actually, I don't want to say, like, respect me, but you actually trust me.
Yes.
And so if you do trust me,
it's
a two-way street. And if we can connect and link, we're on the same page forever. And you can walk in and know, hey, I know I'm going to get fire every time I walk in. If it's boof, he's going to tell me it's boof.
Yep.
I'm not going to walk out and be dissatisfied. And that could be a thing. Everyone's cannabinoids are different in their bodies. So everything you like, not everybody may like.
Not always.
But it's always a good conversation. You know, you want to ask why, or what else can I do, or what didn't you not like? Some
exactly
people, like, hate, like, lemon strains. They just hate that taste.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
love
what,
them.
I love that shit. But some people just hate it. So,
man.
So it's cool, man. It's like the bud tenders are literally the street soldiers, man. Yeah. Like, it's word of mouth.
Entirely. And I, like, it It takes a good customer to be like, come back and have that, speak to that same budget and be like, you sold me this and it didn't work for me because of X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Or I felt exactly what you said I felt. So, you know, give me something else for this experience. Like, you need to have a detailed conversation. Mm. Don't just, and if that's not how you feel about weed, like, maybe just go in there and be like, I'm doing this tonight. I got this much money. Do what you do.
Exactly. There's literally no need for you to be, or for me to be like, hey, you know, what can I get you? And you're like, oh, show me the fire. And I start showing you all the fire and you're like, tight, I got $6. It's like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like work with me. Like, I can show you the most fire mm-hmm. for $6. Like, that would help. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah. That's kind of embarrassing too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to show you all the fire. And then you're like, oh, I can't afford it. Like, that's uncomfortable for everybody. So like, you know, when you're in the shop, man, just go in there and let them know what you need. Mm-hmm. It's easier for everybody. And you know, it shows how confident you are. You know what you want. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
They'll try to educate you on it. And if you don't care, then, you know, it's your money. You're buying what you want. It's awesome.
Exactly that.
I still love you.
We love the customers, you know. Buy the weed. But if you want to be a cannabis enthusiast, learn about the weed a bit. Well, moving on. How has weed helped you recently?
Recently, man, I don't know about y'all, but I cannot sleep these days, boy. Like, I can't stay asleep. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tossing and turning all the time. So it's funny. I usually smoke, you know, dabs, flower.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. Lately, them edibles have been hitting for bed. Mm. Like, so I'm personally not an edible fan. Like, I don't like to eat edibles and be like, let's go out and enjoy the day.
No.
So I'm not going to. I'm not going
anywhere public.
I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. But, It's been helping me stay asleep mm-hmm. at night.
And how many milligrams?
I've been popping off with just a little 30 piece.
Nice, just a little 30
piece. Throwing some CBD in there too. Mm-hmm. To actually, my tolerance is 50. Like, to be straight.
Yeah.
But man, I'm yawning. Mm. I'm not really that excited. And then I get like a morning grogginess when I wake up.
Okay. So you sucks. That's a little bit harsh. Do you smoke a sativa to balance it out in the morning, or I know it's not just sativa mm-hmm. indica, we all know that, but
I still barely look at it that way, but lately I've just been like all indica.
Mm.
And even though, like, you know, you don't want to go somewhere and be tired, but like, anxiety's real these days. Yes. And just like worrying about things you probably shouldn't even be worrying about. Sativas really don't help me, I guess.
It lately makes it's your been anxiety like,
yeah,
worse.
You I've know, heard just about tweaking, that. Like, mm-hmm. damn, help. Help me, please.
Yeah.
But nah, the indicas have really just been chill. You know, you smoke a bowl or you smoke some at night, and then with those edibles, it's been smooth sailing. So shout out to the edibles, man. I've been talking mad shit about you, but
it's because it either works or I have like a real harsh experience. And I will say that it's my choices that led me to have that harsh experience. I knew better, but I still did it.
What's your favorite way to consume, though? Like with, candy?
Smoke it. Capsules. Oh, consume edibles?
Consume edibles, yeah. My fault.
Fat Panda has these gummies. I love gummy candy, period.
Rainbow belts?
Yeah. Okay. Like, there's just little circles, and they're flavorful, and it hides that harsh taste that can come. Like, you know... some edibles, you're just like, weed.
You heard that, Matt from Fat Panda. Keep the edibles coming, man.
Yeah.
You're loving that shit, dude.
Otherwise, my homie made me a painted chocolate once, and that you know, I should have done.
Painted chocolate?
Yeah, like, he put it in the it's chocolate that they color the outside, ooh, like with food coloring and whatnot, but the inside was actually liquid, like ganache, maybe, like,
food is art, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, unfortunately, it ended with someone that was missing their passport in Canada, and I had just eaten the 50 milligrams plus done some moon rocks, and it was a lot. It was a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, when weed goes bad, you end up puking, so.
That's usually where it comes from, the edibles, man.
Yeah. Oh, damn, went out. For me, how has weed helped me recently? I'm really struggling with working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Knowing what you want.
Yeah, knowing exactly what I want out of life and, like, planning to get it. But I know I got to pay the bills to get there. So, like, every day it's just, like, I got to listen to what somebody else has planned mm-hmm. for my time. Mm-hmm. Knowing, I know how I want to spend it. You know?
It's crazy because, like, people like us, we work hard. Like, we're not.
I don't have a bad work ethic.
Exactly. And so it's crazy to have to still be able to wake up. You have to go to work because, like, you didn't wake up with, like, 50 bands.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, man.
That shit sucks. And it's, like, we work hard and, like, what's the breaking point, you know? Mm-hmm. Working harder or, like, what do we have to do? Like, trap? Do you have to, like, do something else?
I gotta rap,
like,
now?
I gotta walk dogs?
Do, like, 3-4 jobs. And at this point, I'm just mm-hmm. working towards owning my own thing and being left the hell alone because...
Not to mention, I don't see no retirement in this cannabis industry if you don't have Xerax. So
nope.
We're working our ass off for...
I watched an interview where this lady said... I'm sorry to cut you off, but she said, at this point in cannabis, it's better to be auxiliary to it. And I can... totally understand that because, like, the cultivation has happened, you know what I mean? Mm. So we've got the strains. Unless you come up with a new way to do something or technology, you just need to be on the outside. And I'm thankful because I would consider myself being a cannabis enthusiast and having a space to talk about weed as auxiliary, right? I'm not actually working at a pot shop. And I have a full-time job that has retirement. But I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see another avenue. And in Florida, they was putting you in jail. You couldn't like weed. You can't.
Florida man
I couldn't
lives
do
there.
This there. Jeez. So exactly it. You can make a lot of money, but you have to look for other opportunities when you're in the cannabis industry. Like, you know, like into modeling and... brand and ambassadorship and that those type of deals because otherwise you're going clocking into like a 9-to-5. Actually, it's retail, bro. It's retail.
Yeah.
If you really look at it. And it's not bad. I'm not knocking no retail because you can make some money.
Retail's fire, but you know what I'm saying? When you have old ladies walking in talking shit to you, like, and you
just
work at a pot
weed.
Shop, you're like, what?
Just buy some weed.
Jeffrey, come get your grandma. Like, what are you talking about?
It sounds real personal, this story, and I want you to tell me
it
one day.
It's all good. It's not even more personal. It's just, you know, out here, or just, I'm not even sure out here, but the demographic for cannabis is old. It's older people. They've been doing this shit. Like, they started this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, they definitely paved the way. So it's just funny to, you know, help older customers and just, see how entitled they are to something that just happened.
Oh, man. Like,
that shit weird.
But you know exactly who has the entitlement when they buy in
for
it.
Sure. For sure.
You know, like, because for me, I am always gracious. I know you're doing me a service, you're selling me something, and you're actually wanting to talk to me about it. Like, it's a fun experience. I'm going to make it that. But I see people come in just cocky, like, yeah, I got, you know, got the money and... I'm like, this is another human being you're talking to. Exactly. Why do you feel entitled to this just because you have money? Like, I get that you're hype about buying weed, but respect me.
Facts. It's a weird thing, especially when we have the knowledge, man.
Like, yeah.
It's never too late to learn, you know? There's always more, so.
Imagine walking into someone's job and telling them, like, with an attitude that I'm better than you and... maybe I know more than you know.
You don't want my opinion on these eighths because you've been smoking longer than I've been alive.
What?
go ahead and Google 60s weed.
Yeah. It's trash.
Like,
trash.
Stop playing with me, dog. Like, y'all really playing with me right now. But again, it's retail, so it's yes, sir. No, sir. Like, okay, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Like,
at least
you got it. Huh.
Oh.
You got it.
Man, I... thank you for your services.
Oh, yes. Oh,
every
yes.
day.
A blessing.
Keep it.
A blessing.
homie in the house.
She's so cute.
Yeah, right? I'm already high. Well, we have to talk about it. You know, it happened.
It's a must.
You want to just RIP to the a great musician.
RP Juice, man.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy. 2K19, man, I don't know. That's a trend. It's been a trend, and it's a sad trend because Juice WRLD had bars. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure he was a good person too, but like that was talent.
Yes.
That was talent.
I didn't realize it. I'm not even going to sit here in front. I love certain songs of his, but I wasn't a fan because I just hadn't gotten around to watching his interviews. Oh, I like to listen to people talk and what they have to say. And as soon as I did that, I was like, oh no.
I love a good handful of his songs, but it was weird, like going to Flognor in California, seeing him perform live. Watched maybe like 2, 3, 4 songs, and we went and saw someone else because it was like not that live. And we're like, whoa, that was weird. But it's like the people who love Juice WRLD were like not going nowhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Still packed.
Yeah.
It was still popping. It was just like, if it's your vibe, it's your vibe. And like I said, he had a couple of really good songs, but like, not so much my favorite artist.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, still sad.
Yes.
Still like,
damn. Oh, that doesn't negate from the sadness. It makes it, to me, more, I don't know, like, holding on to and listening to his lyrics when you actually break it down, it makes me sad that I didn't recognize this before.
There's a lot of ways to break that down, too, because, I was listening to one song, and forgive me because I forgot the name of it, but, a lot of people are like, oh, well, of course he's dead. You know, he raps about Perkies and he raps about lean. Like, duh, what you think?
Like, Lucy yes, Pearl,
probably. But, like, what if you, like, took some of these songs in a way, like, he's rapping about it, how it's, like, he's glad that it's gone. Like, he's telling you about it. He's, like, not so much glorifying it because it's kind of, like, sad rap. So it's kind of like, damn, like, is he saying to do these things or is he, like, telling you his story through his rap?
Yeah, exactly. I never for once really took it like he was telling other people to do these drugs. I took it as, unfortunately, he didn't get the help he needed in time, and he took drugs as a coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's not even just the rapper, it's just people too. Like, you can get pints of lean.
Yeah.
You can get hella Perkies, you can get hella like bars, but like, weed is still like federally illegal. Like,
makes what no the sense. Fuck
are we talking about? Like, that honestly doesn't make sense. Like, you don't have to have a prescription for these things. You can get an abundance of them. But I'm from Texas. You're from Florida. Like, they're not smoking out there. Like, I'm getting a paycheck to sell weed, and like the homies are locked up. Like, what? Half a cartridge in Texas, a felony?
Don't do it. Georgia?
No bond?
Don't do it. All of those states, you are fucked.
30 days.
Simply put.
With the essays.
Yeah.
Like, because you have half a cartridge and you're like 18 just out of high school. Like, probably in high school. Shit.
How do you get a job? Like, what?
You don't.
What are you saying? And it's just weed.
You got to go and be like, well, like, yeah, I have like a case, but it was half a cartridge. Like, I'm sorry. Like, what? People are gonna look at you like, what? That sounds so dumb.
Makes
like,
no sense. In fact, I've been there, and it's why I left Florida. Like,
Fox?
I literally had a police officer tell me, like, you see, I have a hard job, and I don't do drugs. I was like, what? I mean, conversationally, I was explaining I had a very stressful night. This is one of my last moments with a friend. I don't even know why I was explaining myself to him.
Yeah.
But I was, in my mind, I'm like, you guys really can't be this ridiculous. We could walk to our home. We don't have to drive this car, and we don't have to go anywhere. And it's a blunt. It was a dub of weed. You don't have to do this at all. But because we were, well, because I look like the way I do, it was, you sure you don't have more weed in the car? You sure, you know what I mean? Like just catching you up. So know your laws and avoid it. But for 2 grams of weed, oh no.
Definitely know your laws, because like that's something like I'm not even super well brushed up on. And like, man, some of the stuff we see on TV or like the internet or in person is just,
it could happen to you.
That's just scary. Like, what do you?
That's why I smoke weed. I smoke weed and I stay home, because in my home, I control this situation. And I know no bullshit is going to go on up in here. But anywhere else, bullshit can always happen.
Yeah, man. That shit. Going back, of course, to juice though.
Yeah, yeah, my bad.
That's no. It all circles back.
It takes you on a tangent where people.
It literally, you know, all circles back. Just like going back to juice, man. Like that's fucking nuts. Like there's obviously needs to be a change, and the perkies and all that shit should probably be restricted more than cannabis. But I mean, here we are. It's 2019, man.
It's supposed to take away your pain. It's supposed to help you.
There's baby Vicodins, bruh. Yeah. Like, who's in charge?
Man. Okay. Along that subject line, you doing edibles to help with, you know, your sleep, a new study just came out.
Okay.
About adult cannabis use with access associated decrease of sales of over-the-counter sleep aids. So basically in states or in areas, they did a study and they found that people who had access to recreational cannabis bought less over-the-counter sleep aids. Like there's a correlation in the sales or decrease in sales of those sleep aids.
Why almost OD when you can like eat a fucking gummy? That's beautiful.
They make bath bombs now, like CBD bath bombs to help relax you. Like, this is crazy, guys.
But this is crazy too, though, bro. It's like they're waiting to where the people who already make money can make more money off of cannabis. They're not trying to like legalize it now.
No,
they're trying to wait to the right people with money.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
control it.
I don't even know if it's true, but like I saw someone posting, like, it's the internet, so it probably isn't true, but like. Did the MLB legalize?
Yes, they did. I saw that shit.
Boom.
And they, not only did they legalize it, because my homie was talking about it, but they banned opioid use. So, like, we won't test for weed. We won't knock you for weed, but if you get caught up on opioids, you're screwed. Yes, major league and minor leagues. Like, whoa.
Sounds amazing.
Shout out to DJ.
But check it out, though. Like, my friend, shout out to Autumn. Like, she was saying, Coca-Cola like owns MLB or like they're like a good part of, you know, something within. So it's like Coca-Cola just bought stocks with cannabis. So it's like, here we go. Like,
it's happening.
Oh, it's cool now.
Oh, you got to pay attention. The corporate game is crazy.
I mean, but like, shout out to everyone in the MLB. Like, after a hard game, like, go smoke a blunt. You deserve it, man.
Yeah. A bunch of athletes like with that traumatic brain, like the when they get hit too much, a concussive disorder, have come out to saying that using cannabis helps them through their.
I mean, NBA, hockey, football, they need it the most. So soccer,
it's rough.
That'd be dope.
Okay, time is running away, but you know I love talking and hanging out.
You know, we got the Puffco here.
Did you see that farm that the state of California, the government, they sued?
I saw a picture of people sitting outside with zip ties. Are you talking about that?
They're
raiding a whole bunch of dispensaries and shit.
I believe they're suing them down there, and it's a huge farm. I just briefly saw it, and the reason it caught my eye was there are so many woes that are going on in California.
My bad.
At this point in time, let me get through this article. Ooh, it's chilly up in here.
It's a little cold.
I'm a little.
It's probably all this ice around my neck. Y'all can see what? Yeah. Oh, I thought you said my chain was little.
I wouldn't. I think a tiny chain sometimes is a classic look. Yeah.
I'm gonna tuck that though.
Would you, if you had $1 million, would you get like super iced out?
Nah. Yeah. Hold on. Here's a dab of that dog shit cherry pie from Dr. Vert. Enjoy.
Thank you.
The dog shit. It tastes very good. Believe it or not. Puffco Pecan.
This is great. This is delicious.
Lazy, keep going.
Okay. Keep going. I mean, I will say I'm a novice dabber.
Keep going. Yep.
Oh, man.
Tell me, dog. We're lazy around here now.
Oh, man.
Back in the day, we scared the damn torch in the car.
That's unsafe.
It is.
For me, I fear catching my hair on fire. Like, I really don't want to do that. And more, sometimes it's a close call with a lighter. So a torch?
It's more like getting a car accident and your whole car blows up because it's like there's a torch in there.
Yeah. Solid. Solid. I mean, I wouldn't ride around with it in my car, but for me, because it's at home.
Safety first. Mm-hmm. You heard it here.
Don't ride around with it. Get a Puffco.
Just get a Puffco, man. Or a Carta. I know there's some Carta fans out there.
There's a new one. There is. Is that came out? Is it the Carta?
It's the weird looking one.
Yeah, this.
It hits though. They say it hits, but that shit look weird.
I forgot what we were talking about. You know, that's the issue with weed, per se. When you're down a path. Oh, man. You know what I wanted to talk about? I had questions, and I felt like you were the best person to explain it.
Tight.
Just because I know, and hopefully, you know, my aim is that this show will reach an audience that needs to hear this.
People.
Do you call them strains or strand?
Okay, I think it's strains.
Okay.
I say strains. I say a lot of things weird, though. So I'm probably about to get exposed. But I say strains.
Okay. Because in my travels, I went over there. A lot of people said strands. And I was like, what are you talking about? You mean like strains of weed? Or like strands of hair? But I could see where you were
tomato,
going.
Tomato, tomato, for sure. I definitely say strains. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no.
What strain is that?
Okay. Down that line of thought, people like to divide it like sativa, indica, hybrid. Mm-hmm. But there's those things like called terpenes.
Word.
Yeah. And I don't want to go all sciencey with it, but can you give like the most basic explanation of a terpene so that they can get... I have people that are like, no, I don't smoke sativas at all. I only smoke indicas. And I'm like, you could maybe get the profile you wanted if you just paid attention.
And that's the thing of just everybody where it's like the whole indica sativa hybrid thing is like, it's not really a thing. Same, it is, but it's not. It's more of like, what do you like? What does your body like? What terpene do you want? Mm-hmm. Like, there are certain terpenes that do certain things. So, and I'm like one of the worst people to explain this shit. So, shout out to like all my fellow buttenders and medical consultants who are at the shop holding it down, answering all these questions. But like, limonene. It's like a limony terp. So, that's, you get a lot of like that limony taste. That's citrus, that's going to come from that terpene. And it's like, that's one of so many. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. And that's where it just comes to educating yourself. And if you want to know more, there's so much more out there.
Exactly.
And so stop being a hater and just look into it and, stop getting mad at your butt tender and, work together.
When we ask you questions, we're not trying to ask, they're not trying to ask you our questions. For me, when I get asked that question as a consumer, the reason it takes me a minute to answer is because I know enough that I'm like, what do I actually want? Am I thinking citrusy? Do I want piney?
One of like the biggest reasons why a lot of people like fucking me at my shop is because like if I don't know the answer, I'll say I don't know.
What?
Like I will tell look me that you shit
don't
up.
Don't waste my time.
Bro, please don't waste people's time. Let's just be honest and look it up or just tell them, hey, I don't know. Or ask your fellow coworkers. Like, it's a whole bunch of information out there that everyone needs to know and like not everyone has. So it's like, don't be afraid to ask. Cause
for sure.
That's huge.
I am literally putting on a shirt. I shit you not. Why go through so much to waste my time? Mm-hmm. Like,
you fuck someone's whole day up giving them the wrong thing. man.
Or my time right now. I came in, I asked you questions, and if you didn't know, I could have moved on to someone else, or you should have found the other bartender that could have helped me. But now we've been standing here for 10 minutes going from area to area because you don't know the answer to the one thing I asked you, like, 10 minutes ago. Don't waste my fucking time.
Word.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to get into music because that's a really big part of my cannabis experience. So I have a little segment called Light Up and Listen. And I have a few mixes out on SoundCloud.
Plug it.
Yes. So please give it a listen. They're solid. The first one is by DJ Black Haze. He's from Florida.
Florida man.
Just known him for a very long time, and he is a solid artist. Of course, he was going to be the person that I chose to make a first mix for me. We go way, way, way back. The second mix was a Seattle DJ, DJ Fresh Fro. I don't know if you've heard of him at all. He goes by...
Shout out DJ.
Yeah. So a couple mixes on the SoundCloud. Check it out. You can go from our IG page. But besides that, I've been listening to a few things while smoking weed. Why don't you tell me some stuff that you've been listening to?
Definitely, you know what I'm saying, on that new Uzi. Shout out Uzi.
Is that one song or is it an album?
No, it's just one song. He just it's like the 2020 Futsal Shuffle 2020. Yeah. That shit hard, man. Yeah, that shit hard.
It's his attitude.
How about you? You hit that. You hit that, dog.
Okay.
What else? The new K Tronada just came out. What else? What do I listen to? I listen to a lot of Jaden Smith when I smoke weed. Jaden Smith is tight. That's my dog. Bonobo. Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of Bonobo, but Jaden Smith.
It's more like an instrumental type thing. What else? I'm drawing blanks, but oh, that new what's that new joint with Party Next Door and Drake?
Mm.
My girl showed me that shit. That shit is fire. I think it's called Loyal.
Yes.
Hard. That's
I've heard it, but I need to listen to it. I don't know why I ain't giving Drake this. That Puff Go got my chest right. Okay. Right. I think I've been saving it because when I go down a Drake hole, it lasts for a while. Mm. I'll go through so many albums I won't listen to anything else. To me, fuck whatever you're talking about. I know what my list said or whatever. Artist of the decade is Drake.
For sure. For sure.
Because he has made solid music to vibe to and for me to get high to and be in my feelings, and I'm okay with that.
It was honestly like a whole fucking pleasure seeing him at Flog Not. Like, shout out Tyler for bringing him out because that shit was tight.
It looked awesome.
He was giving us hits.
I was
too,
living
bro.
Through you guys. If I'm not gonna lie.
If he wouldn't have just asked to keep going and he would have just went, we probably would have got cuts. We probably would have got Take Care, like
so
all
many
type
gems.
Of shit, bro.
Why would you ever like in a million years boot Drake?
They wanted Frank Ocean so bad, bro.
How could your love for another person make you diss another human being? That makes no sense to me. So you Drake. Didn't get who you wanted. Be sad.
Drake was fire. Y'all
be sad, but that's Drake. Like, for the free, and his shit ain't cheap.
Also, shout out Trippie Redd, man.
Yeah,
the number one album, and it's hard too.
Mm-hmm.
He has a
voice.
I only like a couple of his songs too, but that album,
same.
He did
that's not my vein of music normally because, life is sometimes sad enough. I don't want to really be sad all the time. If I do, I need a little bop to it, you know, a little dance to my sadness.
Little baby in it, okay.
Right? Tory Lanez, though, he put out Chicks Tape 5.
Like a cover tape, right?
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It's one of five. And it's a good little story. It's a good little experience. I like his artistry and how he can remix it. And he brought back the original artist on it. So I think that made it even more impactful because before it was just him flowing on the songs. But for his guest or his alternate to be the person that made the original hit, that's solid. Besides that, I've been listening to Queen and Slim, the soundtrack. Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie yet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the movie yet. Can't wait.
Won't talk about it.
Can't wait.
It's everywhere, so it's hard to avoid it. You already know what to expect because they've told you the major premise a long time ago.
And what's cool though, it's like I've seen the trailer a few times, so it's like I know what it's about, but like not too much of it. So like I'm actually in for a whole fucking surprise.
Yes, it's an experience. But the soundtrack, well done. Have you heard of Blood Orange, that band before?
Blood Orange, I believe so. They were at Flog Not as well.
They were with Tyler.
They were.
Because they're on tour together, and I'm really sad I didn't go to see them because Blood Orange are solid. But one of those artists actually did the score for the movie.
Damn.
And he did an amazing job.
And so obviously like the soundtrack, most of those songs play in the movie, right?
Yes, it does.
I'm ready. I need that.
I judge it. If you give me a soundtrack and if you don't put the songs in the movie, I get so mad. It can still be hot, but I'm mad because I'm listening to the song that I fell in love with to see what scene you matched it. I've been waiting this whole time for a visual. This is supposed to be like my music video, and then you don't do it.
I'm the type of person who can like drive an hour out to Seattle all the time, but like can't find time to make it to the movie theaters. I guess it's weird. Mm. And I don't want to like ruin my laptop.
You go bowling in that time.
I don't want to ruin my laptop with like pirating shit.
Don't do it.
I'm a good citizen.
Do you like Doja Cat?
It's like yes, but I don't really follow too much.
It's a taste.
Like I like what they're doing. Like I definitely dig it, but like not following it too much.
Mm. Well, the album is dope, so maybe give it a listen.
I'm asleep.
The album, Hot Pink, it's solid. I think it's
the cover art is solid.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Other than that, there's a couple honorable mentions that I wanted to put out there. Rod Wave, Ghetto Gospel. It's actually really, really big, but for me, that's also sort of in the vein of Juice WRLD and Trippie Redd, like from a Southern aspect. Shout out to Florida. So,
Florida man lives there.
We do. I can't escape it, man.
Oh, man.
That's the first thing every time I see a Florida ID. That to me.
Every time I see a Florida ID, I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, Florida man.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker beating your faces off and shit.
Oh, my shit.
Google?
Someone sent me a story like 9 o'clock at night that somebody saw an alligator holding a man's body like a year earlier in the year, whatever. They caught the alligator, got the body out, opened him up, did an autopsy, of course, unfortunately killed the alligator, and which pisses me off. Does an autopsy and finds out that the guy died from doing meth. Of course, it's fucking Florida, okay?
Yeah.
But now the alligator's dead, and he didn't even do anything.
They murdered
the
alligator.
Hungry.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me, and that is why I'm not in Florida, even though I love Florida because it's a whole experience onto itself. And Game, have you heard that album?
Game by?
No. The Game.
The Game. Oh, The Game dropped the album? When?
Whoa, bro, you are so sleep on something. It's called Born to Rap. How do you feel about The Game? Let's talk about that.
I think I feel like I don't care because it's like we saw him on TV. We all saw you on TV, man. Like, it's gone.
Because he's a reality star, you think?
He has the same like, it's like Flo Rida or something. It's just like kind of corny. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, it was lit. Like The Game, that shit was fire. Like, but now it's just weird.
I completely understand what you're saying because this is my issue. This is why he's an honorable mention. Game has talent. He has flow. Like his voice is actually interesting enough to listen to, and he raps in a cadence where you can fall for his stories.
He definitely has a dope voice.
But
that's for sure.
He's hurt all the time. And so half of his rap is spent name dropping. The other half is talking about how he's underrated. And I'm like, you're not underrated. You were talented. And then you did some dumb shit.
Yeah.
And now you have a chip on your shoulder. So just like chill out because nobody want to hear all that shit. But I want to hear you make music. Like he has some certain tracks when it comes on. Oh, I'm bumping it.
Is it still kind of his like old school shit? Like his old school like vibe? Old school feel like hard Cali shit.
Mm-hmm. But some of his, you know, he has a song Kendrick that flows on one, I think. I think it's on one. Okay. He has a new one on the Born to Rap album that I think is hot, but I just every song is him sounding a little bit bitter. And you fucking rich as hell.
For real.
You're rich as hell, you're healthy, apparently sleeping with a lot of women, like live your life, bro. Don't be angry.
He's missing something.
Yeah. Like you are great. You know what I mean? Like everyone sees how great you are. So just be great. You don't have to be mad that other people don't think you're great. Just be great.
Just be yourself. Yeah. Game.
It's dope that you took the time to have a J with us.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? Like since day one, the vibes have been right.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my pleasure to come out here and fucking chop it up with you, dog.
You know,
I remember.
Yeah, me. I remember.
I remember.
It was Pride.
Hey,
what you mean?
Seattle.
It was Pride.
Seattle.
It was lit. I had a good time at that Pride.
But she was dope.
Yeah.
Shout out to homie Lizzie.
Yeah.
Like, we were out there hanging out, smoking joints, dancing with everybody. She was lit.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people out there, too.
So many people all over the place. And I was kind of standing up, and I was like, I think I follow him on Instagram. I'm gonna say hi in real life because he
was
seems
awesome.
Love. Yeah.
Straight homies.
It was.
From
I was
in,
like,
bro.
Oh,
I was
so
like,
nice.
Yep. Like, yep, the vibes. Yeah. I'm a vibe person and the vibes are right. Mm-hmm. And then even got to link, not link so much, but connected with one of your homies who's like into like hella craft beer. So it's like the friendship's already
she's
just
out here.
What?
That's it. Yeah, that's she's gonna be at the house. That's what I was telling you to come through. Like, link, man. I was linking it all up. I'm just saying, if you wanna come,
man, yeah, shout out to him. For real, though. I mean, we're out here. We'll see what's up. I mean, you know, when you drive all the way out here, you don't want to just go back home. I'm definitely finna go get some ramen though.
Word,
because you know we in town.
Yes, you gotta have it. Well,
gotta have it.
Until the next session, remember we're just two functional potheads out here trying to bring the light and truth about cannabis.
That was amazing. That was tight.
Yeah.
My name is Eric Providence, and I love you guys.
Yeah, love
and lots. Like my boy says, brush your teeth.
It's important. It's like 30 seconds on each side. I have a quip.
Remember the ones?
Toothbrush.
Remember the ones that used to play a song, and then after the song was over, you were done.
Yeah. Happy birthday! Like when you're washing your hands and stuff. Yeah. I learned something.
Wow. You are welcome.